This is Lydia Johnson at the 94th National FFA Convention and Expo, joined by Eli Halford of the Franklin County High School FFA in Georgia. Eli, how are you doing today?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Very good. You just had a really big win on the stage.
Yes, ma'am.
So tell us a little bit about your project.
Yeah, so I live on my family poultry farm, and we have 8 broiler houses, and we're growing 7-week chickens. We run through a flock, 7 weeks, and we'll get rid of them. It's a pretty big operation. It's a lot of work that goes into it.
So what does the day-to-day look like for you?
Day-to-day on a poultry farm, we'll wake up about 10 o'clock in the morning, go pick up cold birds, make sure the houses are running properly and there's nothing just majorly, drastically wrong, and then return back home.
Very nice. And tell us a little bit about how this project has grown.
Yes, so I started this in my 6th grade year, and we only had 4 poultry houses. In my 8th grade year, my family advanced and bought 4 more houses. And just over the course of the years, and me just, growing up and learning how to do more things in the houses and just, getting more responsibilities to where I was, at the end of the operation, I was the one running the whole farm. Just, over the years, how much it grows.
Thinking somebody listening that maybe has never been in a poultry barn before, one of that scale, can you describe that to us?
Yeah, so it's a 50 by 500 foot house. There's 4 drinker lines, and 3 feed lines. It goes the whole length of the house, and there's when you get 7-week birds, they bring you 25,300 chickens. And so it looks like snow when you first get those baby chicks in there. It's an amazing sight to see, and I wish more people would come out and experience it.
What's kind of your favorite part of being in poultry production and the work that you do?
My favorite part of the poultry production side of things is after, we've grown 6 flocks of birds, we get to clean out houses and we get to use these big fancy spreader trucks and all this equipment. And I just really enjoy being able to drive these big transfer trucks out on the field and spread litter. That's probably my most enjoyable part of the whole operation.
What do you think are some of the most valuable skills you've gained?
Responsibility would be no doubt the one that I've learned. When you own these houses, there is a lot of responsibility that goes into keeping them maintained and making sure everything's running right. And if you just get birds in there and you don't show up for 3 days, you're going to lose a significant amount of birds. It's just, responsibility. You have to be down there at a certain time in the morning, check them, make sure they still have water, make sure they have feed running, and then return it that night and make sure everything's going right and your lights are set right. Responsibility is probably the biggest thing that I've took from it.
And Eli, where are you at in your education?
Right now, I'm a freshman at Blinn College. I'm pursuing a degree in animal science, where I'm a member of the collegiate livestock judging team actually there.
Wow, congratulations. And is there anybody that you'd like to thank today?
I would like to thank my ag teachers, Kale Watkins and Trey Harris and Miss Brown, and then my parents for just, helping me along with this whole operation.
Congratulations on this award and have a great rest of the convention.
All right, thank you.
This is Lydia Johnson reporting for National FFA.